You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
No. Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four comedians or creative people each share a creative idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, or futuristic tech idea. The idea can be funny or serious, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous, but we always have fun talking and joking about it together. Okay, introduce yourself.
I'm Noah Chapp.
I'm Sam Silverstein.
I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. And I am calling from my car because it's horrible weather and I'm late. But go ahead. Who wants to go first with their idea?
You want to take it away, Noah? Or you want me to go first?
You can go ahead.
All right. So I got a few ideas. Some of these are movie ideas. Some of these are sketch ideas. But I'll give them to you. So the first one, what do you guys want first? You want sketch or movies?
Movie.
All right. This first one is a movie that I'm in the middle of working on with a friend of mine, Nick Tenaglia, who's also a comic. And the premise is that James Bond, everyone knows James Bond, you know, huge star, slept with all these women during his missions. And the premise is that there's this one big mission that only descendants of James Bond can take care of. So the secret agents like track down his two sons that they can still find, which would be played by me and Nick. And we're just these two like party animals who have to come together, both from different families, different walks of life. And we got to come together to sort of do this last final mission for our father.
So why does it have to be a descendant of James Bond? Does he have like magical powers or something?
Something with DNA. It's going to be something with DNA where we're just his two like knucklehead sons from these just crazy women that he slept with on his journey, but we're the only ones that have the remaining DNA.
Okay. So, do you have to, so you're not like James Bond, so you try to sleep with women and you fail and like...
Pretty much, yeah. We're just these... Yeah, we're like these just knuckleheads who have no business doing anything other than just partying and drinking and being bums, but we're the only descendants, so it's like this sort of comedy about just training these two guys and sort of bringing together their different perspectives from like the way they were raised.
Were they raised by James Bond, or did they, like, never meet him?
We never met him. We just both had our own moms on different sides of the world and have nothing to do. We don't even know that he's our father until we get this call.
Okay. What does it have to do with DNA? Do you have a specific reason?
I don't know. It's not fully there yet, but I think that it could just be a really funny concept of like a cool kind of action-y spy movie with this sense of comedy just from these two guys.
Maybe he has like a DNA like combination lock.
Exactly. Something where it's like his thumb maybe or his eyes or just, I don't know a lot about DNA, but you know, something DNA-wise that can really only be descendants of himself.
Or there's like a evil boss woman that he slept with, and she won't murder you because she would know if you're her son, I suppose.
No, I like that, though. Maybe something where there's some other DNA along the lines that's trying to stop us.
Maybe they want to clone James Bond from your DNA.
So there's just all these women trying to sleep with us is the premise of the movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one movie idea I got.
You guys could like have a scene where like, you know, the two sons of Bond are like asking their dad to borrow the car.
Well, I think he'll be dead. Isn't James Bond's dad, right? Or no, he's still alive?
I've never actually seen any of them.
I mean, they're making movies again now.
But about
instead
James Bond?
Of just having two sons, I feel like you should have like 50. Go big or go home.
Oh, okay. Hang on. We're getting somewhere. What if What if we meet more of our brothers along our journey?
There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Is that just, what's the movie with Adam Sandler, The Ridiculous Six, where they just keep meeting their descendants?
Oh, my gosh. What's that one movie about the guy, he was in Wedding Crashers, Vince Vaughn. And he, like, kept donating sperm and found out he had, like, a thousand kids.
I know you're talking. I saw a trailer for that. I never saw that, though.
I never watched that either, but I know that that's what happened.
God damn it. All right, my idea's done. Fuck. This has been done. All right, you guys need okay. some sketch ideas, though?
Sure. I'm sorry. I think I might be a little more helpful if I'm not driving my car through a half flood. But go ahead.
I'll feel terrible if you die. If you die after one of my ideas, that's just, like, the worst.
That'll be a commentary on the idea.
I know.
I couldn't live with that idea.
That'd be your legacy. It was my so joke, funny you killed someone.
Yeah, my joke literally killed tonight. It's scary, though. It's so real. Tom's out there just in the rain, and we're just safe in here. Tom's going to die, and we're here. How far out are you?
I just got on 696. I had to take a side road to get around traffic. It says 7:15 I should get there.
If things go according to plan.
Yeah, if I don't die.
I feel like if Tom died, we would just all get famous by default.
I don't think you die, you get famous if somebody not famous dies around you. Then everybody would be famous.
Right.
Well,
I don't, yeah.
Well, you know, like the Apollo 13 incident, you know, like people know who the astronauts are, but I don't know if anybody can name the people working at NASA.
All right. You got an idea, Noah, or you want me to hit you with a sketch idea real quick?
I'd like to hear a sketch idea.
All right. So these are just some short sketch ideas, more so premises than thought out full ideas, but I'm going to hit you with two and then I'll pass the torch to Noah. All right, so idea one, very simple. It's about a gay monster who's too afraid to leave the closet.
Okay.
And he can't scare anyone. He's a monster. He's supposed to come out of the closet and scare anyone, but he's too afraid. So that's
Monsters, Inc. just got real serious.
Yeah. X-rated Monsters, Inc.
So he's afraid to leave the closet, and he's afraid to leave the closet?
Well, he wants to leave the closet, but he's just afraid.
He's closeted in, he's closeted.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the second one is about an OCD thief who robs places, but he's really OCD and he sort of cleans them as he robs them.
That's I like clever. That idea. Is it so clean that people like, oh, it's worth it. He stole a lamp and some jewelry that I didn't care about, but damn it, the place is clean.
Exactly. Exactly. The OCD thief.
Does he, like, get caught, like, every time?
I don't know. I haven't really got there yet. I think that maybe he, I don't know if people, like you said, people maybe they kind of like this guy. He takes your shit you don't want and he cleans everything up. Maybe he does get caught because he's just always cleaning.
It seems like everyone would suspect the maid because of that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, yeah.
Does the OCD involve, like if he does cleaning up evidence, like murdering everybody and, like, melting the bodies? Does it get really dark?
Whoa.
OCD, I'm not getting caught.
Well, I don't know if this guy's a murderer. I kind of pegged him as more of just like a robber, but I guess he could do a little murder on the side.
Yeah. Are you OCD? Or sort of OCD?
I'm OCD about locking doors. I'm not crazy about cleaning stuff up, but yeah, locking doors, that's where I get real. Serious about shit.
So if I come into the podcast studio, you're gonna not let me in the door?
Oh yeah, no, you're out. It's too late.
Okay.
We might just be gone and stuff will be missing.
But it'll be really clean.
Oh, you are the OCDC, and you're going to steal all the expensive booze from the podcast Destroy. You're going to steal all the microphones. So it's more like an improv everywhere, like a real-life sketch. And then if you get caught, you can claim you were just acting. You're not a real thing.
Exactly. I can just return the shit, you know? But yeah, OCD thief, James Bond, gay monster, you know. It's going to be gold. You'll see that on something. What you got, Noah?
Oh, it's kind of an idea for a prank. Because the Renaissance Festival. Okay. You know how the Renaissance Festival is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Because people dress up, you know, like medieval characters from that, you know, that era.
Yeah, wait, what is the Renaissance Festival? It's just, is that all it is? It's just like medieval?
Yeah, it's like, there's like events, there's like, you know, like a jousting thing, or usually there is, and they sell like, you know, like turkey legs, and it's the whole place, it looks like, you know, like medieval times. And a lot of times people who go there, like, you know, dress up like characters. There's people who work there dressed up like the characters too. So I was going to like, thought it'd be funny to pull a prank where, like, if there's some school field trip, like going to this Renaissance Festival, I'm just gonna go dressed up as an astronaut and just tell them everything they're learning is wrong.
Is that going on right now?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'll do it with you.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Do you like the Renaissance Festival? You look like a guy who would love the Renaissance Festival.
It's been a couple years since I went, but yeah, I love to go. Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
He's lying. He can't even see you right now.
It seems weird that somebody who loves the Renaissance Festival would want to destroy it for other people.
Well, not
like only you could have the full Renaissance experience.
Well, not destroy, just pull a prank on people.
What I love about the Renaissance Festival is the cleavage, because you get an interesting type of cleavage that you only see at the Renaissance Festival, which is you get a really obese woman who just pushes up the fat and makes it into cleavage. So it's like a foot-long cleavage, and it's sort of arousing and sort of disgusting at the same time.
I've never been. I don't know if that's too enticing for me to go.
It's like
it's not necessarily enticing, but it's a unique, a visual experience. It's a sweet and sour experience, I guess.
Do you go to the Renaissance Festival?
I've been there twice.
Where do they even do it at? Really. Where does it happen?
Oh, shoot.
Is it in Detroit they do it?
No, it's way up in 59 towards.
It's like in a forest.
They do like, go ahead.
It's Holly, almost? I can't remember. It's like way.
It's big though, right? Like a ton of people.
No, it's not 59. It's Dixie Highway. It's like way up Dixie Highway. Headed towards, I can't remember the city.
Yeah, it's pretty big, and they have like a jout. Like a sort of fake, sort of not really that interesting joust. And then they have like 10 or 20 different like events. And then they have a bunch of vendors that sell like swords and shit.
Do they actually joust, like trying to fuck each other up? Or is it like scripted?
It's safe jousting.
Mm-hmm. It's fake jousting. And I think it's like, it's obviously not real swords. It's not even real jousting swords. It's like cardboardy looking sword, but a lot of the things they do, they'll have like little plays, and a lot of it's audience participation. About two-thirds of it is audience participation, so they'll pull somebody up and they'll make them dance around, or they have like a little jail thing. They'll put your head in like a stockade thing, or they'll make you dance around to get out of jail and humiliate yourself a little bit.
I don't know if they still have it.
Like, I haven't been in a while. They have sword swallowers, jugglers, stuff like that.
I can juggle. I used to juggle a lot in my act. Like when I would do stand up when I first started doing it, my first time I ever performed, I did like a combination of like comedy and juggling. And that was like my thing for the first like 6 months I did comedy. And then once I was able to just do more jokes, it kind of like windowed away.
Huh. Okay, I'm pulling in right now, so somebody will need to get the door.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Should we rock, paper, scissors it out?
Huh?
Oh. I can get the door if you want.
I don't know what I'm going to do in the meantime. I'm going to be so lonely.
Oh.
Yeah, you can rip if you want.
were your jokes like juggling themed?
Yeah, they were all about juggling. Like they were literally about like juggling to do things in my everyday life.
I'm at the door.
All right, Tom's at the door. I'll just grab it real quick.
I can get it if you want.
Should we get it together?
You can just make them wait in the rain.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'll just do the whole podcast out here in the rain.
Maybe less fighting over it. Let's just do it.
Thanks again for coming.
Hey, Tom's here.
Tom's here.
I'm going to try to get a bunch of water here.
My headphones just got flipped around.
You know who they had at the Renaissance Festival? I don't know if he's still there. Is that guy where you throw tomatoes at him and he insults you?
I don't remember that guy.
Oh, maybe he's not there anymore, but he'd be a great guest for a podcast.
Was that a real thing? Like, where did that start? Where you throw tomatoes at someone who's just a shitty performer? Is that ever like a real thing?
I wonder.
I saw David Tell once, and he had a joke about who eats a kiwi or something, or I don't remember what it was, but I just happened to have a kiwi in my jacket pocket, and I thought I was way up in the backstage, and I thought about throwing the kiwi like at the curtain behind him so it would land on the stage, but I didn't do it because I thought I might get kicked out of the show.
Where was the show at?
It was in Kalamazoo at, I think it was like a college theater or something for the college down there.
I like how you just happen to have a kiwi in your pocket. Can we talk about that for
a
moment?
Is that just like a normal thing, just kiwi in the pocket?
Is that how you travel, with kiwi in hand?
It wasn't a kiwi, but sometimes I'll have a banana in my pocket or like a fruit, like a snack.
Yeah, I found a few bananas in some pockets. Sorry.
Wait, it was a banana or a kiwi?
This case, it wasn't a banana.
He likes to switch it up.
It wasn't a kiwi. I don't remember what the joke was. I used to bring beets to work, too, and people would joke that I was like the guy from The Office with the beets.
The theater food's just too expensive. You got to sneak in the kiwis.
But yeah, I had the fruit that he was joking about, and I thought about throwing it. But
Do you remember what year this was?
Like 5-6 years ago.
I was going to say, depending on the year, I mean, like throwing anything in public nowadays is just kind of questionable.
But I wouldn't have been trying to hit him. I'd be trying to get it on the stage.
I feel like, yeah, it would just look planned at that point. Because be like, yeah, fucking David Tell's boy. I brought the kiwi for that joke.
Yeah, if I would have been in the main, not up in the balcony, I could have just ran and just set it on the stage.
Yeah, I feel like it would have seemed like it was for the joke, too, because there's no way they'd believe, like, oh, yeah, you just had a kiwi in your
this
pocket.
This guy just carries around a kiwi.
Yeah, there's just no way.
Yeah. But, I like the Renaissance Festival. The sword swallower, he'll talk to the people in between swallowing the swords. And I always thought what I would do, I just want to fuck with him when the sword's going down his throat because I know he can't do anything. Like, tell a joke.
I was just like...
and like, but if he laughs, he might literally... like choke on the sword and die.
Is that real? How does that? I don't understand how that works. How do you think? Is there an art to that, or is it an illusion?
It's a real sword. It's probably not a sharp sword.
Still, though,
but they
crazy.
Just tip their head back, so it's like a straight line down.
But like, what even is inside of us that a sword can just like go straight down?
Yeah. I wonder if that's like retractable.
There's
got to
be some
like,
sort of something. There's no fucking way. You know what I mean?
What I want to know is what kind of person decides, you know what I want to do with my life? I want to swallow swords. Like,
and how do you practice that?
You're like, you know? I'm going to start practicing now. Like,
yeah, the first time you do it, yeah.
Like, I want to be a basketball player. I'm going to go shoot a basketball. If I miss, whatever, I'll keep shooting. But it's like, if you want to be a sword swallower, you start trying to swallow a sword and you fuck up.
Yeah. I can imagine how you would practice that, and I can imagine what a person was doing when they first realized that they could potentially swallow a sword.
But let's say you could work 40 hours a week in a boring office, or you could spend 30 seconds putting a sword down your throat. Which would you rather do?
I don't know. Not die, I guess.
I don't know. What do people get paid for that kind of talent, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the payout doesn't outweigh the risk.
There's the fire eaters also.
Yeah, that you just have to hold your breath so you don't inhale the fire. That's the trick.
That's all there is to that?
Yeah. you try to, like, I think I saw, like, Penn Jillette or somebody from Penn and Teller talk about it. Huh. You have to make, like, a seal around your mouth so that the oxygen goes out, and you have to just not breathe in. Because if you inhale the flames, you'll burn your lungs.
Wow.
In my prime of juggling, I could juggle fire, too. I swear to God, because the way it's weighted is like, so you know the juggling clubs, like when you see people juggling, like they look like the pins? Mm-hmm. It's all the same, like knives, fire, it's all the weighted the same, just higher risk. So yeah, that was it looked crazy.
Huh. I had a little cousin who's like 12. We were at a family thing like a month ago, and he was saying that he was trying to juggle things, and he wanted to try juggling knives. And here was my advice for him was to juggle fire instead, because I figured, well, he'll burn himself and then he'll think, fuck this, and I won't do it again. And that's the worst case. But then as I was talking to him, I looked over and an adult, a mature adult, was like giving me the death stare.
I like how it was at first just an adult.
Well, I am an adult, but I'm a comedian adult. But, like, it wasn't his mom. It was just an aunt. I thought I was steering him towards the safer option. Because if you told him just not to do anything dangerous, he wouldn't listen. But I suppose you could still hurt yourself with fire severely. But to me, it seems like it'd just be like a surface thing. Where a knife, you could, like, stab out an eye.
Fire, you got a little burn, whatever. It'll still go to sleep.
Yeah, and I was thinking about Steve-O, how he set his like entire face on fire when he did a backflip and he screwed it up, and he's fine.
I mean, it's Steve-O's crazy. That's like a whole other story, though. It's crazy he's alive right now. When you look at all the stunts they do, it's like, holy shit.
I never really watched that stuff.
No?
No. Heard about it. Heard a lot about it.
It's just crazy shit that it's like... I mean, I've read something about his statistics of, like, how many times he's been to the hospital, how many times he's had concussions, all that stuff, and it's like, oh, my God. I don't do any of that.
So what was your idea? Something about wearing an astronaut suit to the Renaissance Festival?
Oh, yeah, and then just, like, if there's, like, a bunch of school children on a field trip.
He was going to have sex with them. He's going to dress like an astronaut and have sex with the school children.
Where did that come from?
It got broken up on the phone earlier. But.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just gonna like go up to the school and just tell them everything they're learning is wrong, because there's an astronaut in medieval times,
and that they should have sex with him.
Would they? Do you think you'd get beat up by a guy with a chainmail suit and a fake sword? You think people might get angry at you? Would you feel safe walking around the Renaissance Festival? Screwing with people? I would think guys who carry around swords aren't the most sane guys.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Actually, you know what's funny too is you say guys carrying around swords is not the most sane, but guys who carry around like fake swords are maybe more safe, but probably less sane if anything.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Honestly, that'd be fucking hilarious. If you were an astronaut at the Renaissance Festival, everyone would just be staring at you. It'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, not the part about the sex with kids. I don't know if I'm on board with that. But yeah, that'd be hilarious.
That was your idea.
That was not my idea.
I think that would be hard to do with a spacesuit on.
Sex in general?
Did you cut us off? Like, this is too disturbing. Something went wrong with the headphones.
The air went off.
Oh. Let's get off of that topic. The spacesuit idea, I guess, outside of the kid angle. Do you own a spacesuit?
Not at the moment.
Like, how much effort is this prank worth putting in?
That's something to think about.
Can you buy it? I feel like I've never even seen, like, an astronaut costume.
I'll bet they probably have them in Halloween stores around Halloween time.
I'm sure. That'd be a sick costume. I feel like I've never seen that, though.
Yeah. I've seen, like, a Ghostbusters costume.
Did you guys see Elon Musk? They just released some, like, crazy-looking spacesuit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that. It's like, do you guys know a lot about what he's doing?
A little bit, yeah.
He's like, I don't even fully understand, but like crazy shit they're trying to plan to like go to Mars. And the spacesuit is just like this crazy, like futuristic looking thing, which is what I thought about right when you said astronaut.
Huh. It wouldn't even really have to be an astronaut suit, though, really. Just like anything that was like, obviously wasn't around in Renaissance times.
Well, they have people walking around in street clothes. Not everybody.
Yeah.
When is Renaissance time? What was that? Like the 1500s?
16? It's after when the Dark Ages ended, right?
When was the Renaissance? Dark Ages.
I picture everything from like Bible times up until like 1900 is what I picture Renaissance, but I know that's probably not right.
I thought I could be wrong, but I thought it was like a time of. I could totally be wrong here, but I thought that was a time of like kind of like cultural advancement in Europe, like when like they started to appreciate like the arts and things.
1300 to 1700.
But that's not what the Renaissance Festival is about. It's about like walking around in the woods. It's more about like Robin Hood like times.
Yeah, there's like Lord of the Rings kind of stuff too.
Art. There's not a lot of like biblical Michelangelo sculptures there. Mm-hmm. It's not really about the Renaissance at all. It's about before that. It's about talking with an English accent and walking around in the woods with a sword.
It's pretty popular, though, right? Like a ton of people go to it.
I think so. Every time I've been there, there was a lot. When I've been there, there was pretty
crowded. It feels like thousands.
Who puts it on? Like who runs it? Is it a company or is it just?
That's a good question.
I would guess it's some sort of company.
None of us work there. We don't have your questions.
All right.
We don't have answers to
your somehow
questions.
Knew 1300 to 1700. I don't know.
There was a guy when I went there. He kind of looked like Patton Oswalt. I don't think it was Patton Oswalt. He was dressed in like the green, like old-timey, like jester suit type thing. And his act was just stand-up comedy and audience patter, like interaction.
That does sound like something Patton Oswalt might do, though. I mean, go to the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, they did stand up at the festival?
Yeah, it was one of the shows. It was basically comedy, like spoken comedy. He just stood there and talked. It wasn't
juggling
or anything.
Right. That's cool. People were they into it and paying attention?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. It was so a lot of the. It's like a theme joke, so a lot of his jokes, the punchline has to do with like,
oh yeah,
Renaissance times,
right? Just like playing to your crowd. That's really cool, though.
They got like the Dead Bob show too, the like skeleton puppet.
What is that? Is that comedy also
similar to the Vegas guy, the
Jeff Dunham?
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah,
I think it's similar to that. I've not really seen much of his stuff, but yeah, it's like a skeleton puppet called Dead Bob, and he has like the Dead Bob show. It's like a comedy show. Pretty funny.
You might be able to get booked.
I'm just trying to gather as much intel as I can to have the strongest appeal. That's cool, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, I bet they have a website where you can just submit your own act. I bet it's different acts every year.
Could be.
You'd probably have to come up with something Renaissance theme.
Well, this year what's new is Throne of Swords Pub, Obstacle Course, Bloody Mary Bar, A Live Unicorn, Merlin's Magic Quest, and 30 craft beers.
Is what?
That's all that's new. Everything else is the same because it's the same. every year.
Ooh, we got a little Renaissance hate coming from the other side of the room over there.
I don't know. Every time I went, it rains.
Well, anything more with your spaceman, Renaissance spaceman idea?
That's about all I got.
Okay. I think there's something, though, that we need to talk about that we were talking about before you got here. There's someone in this room that wants to know if you know their name, and they don't have a penis.
You know what takes me about 20 seconds? Kate.
You actually got it this time.
What were some previous guesses?
Just nothing. Just nothing.
Yeah, I'm a dick, okay?
How long have you been doing your podcast for?
Here since about November.
That's how long you've known me for.
It takes him a long time. Cut him a break.
Just saying.
How good do you feel though now? Before you're all nervous, and now it's just like, oh, fuck yeah, Tom knows me.
I did ask you if you wanted to be credited on like the on the podcast.
You don't have to credit me.
And you said no.
I'm just your button pushing.
So then I thought, well, I don't need to know your name now.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Because I told you you don't have to give me credit.
Well, then I would have.
Now we're no longer on a first name basis.
I would have had to remember it. I would have written it down.
Because then you would have had to write it even more, and I could have just stretched your mind out.
Just that button pushing girl.
Thanks.
Who hates the Renaissance?
I'll be here till 11 if you
want. Okay, I'll move on to my idea. So for years, I've wanted to cut my own hair. And basically, I've never been really good at styling my hair. And when it gets long, it starts to look like a bowl cut. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go all afro like your hair. It sort of, I look like a serial killer or like a child with the bowl cut. And I did, have you ever done Hill's Bar in Mm-mm. Saginaw? It's just a bar open mic. Mm-hmm. Or a showcase.
What night do they do that on?
Wednesdays.
Okay.
And I bombed there, and I sort of blame the bowl cut. I think when I...
You think it was just the haircut?
No, I walk out on stage, and it's like I'm so nerdy and childish and whatever looking with the bowl cut. I don't command respect.
Do you have a picture of the bowl cut?
It's not a bowl cut. It's just it just starts to... I start to have bangs. I don't.
Right.
It's not like I cut it to be that way, but
that's so 2009.
So you're looking like a little Dutch boy, and you thought that ruined your show.
You've probably seen me with that haircut, come in, hairstyle. Like if I let it get.
I don't
too
know.
Bad.
To be honest, I just have a hard enough time remembering your name.
Ooh, is there some bigger stuff going on besides these ideas right now?
But so. I sort of work a weird schedule. I go into work really late. So, and it's really inconvenient for me to go in and get a haircut. And once my hair gets long, it takes me about a week to remember to call in when I'm in the middle of a work day.
Where do you get it cut at?
There's a place near where I live that's open until 8 p.m. It's like a Great Clips.
Nice.
It's not a barbershop or... I guess.
Is it one of those massage parlors?
Oh, get your hair cut and get your
do they do that?
Dick jerked off.
They might. The one right there used to.
Haircut and the massage?
Well, I don't know about the haircut, but I can promise you they give you a great hand massage.
You mean a hand massage or a dick massage with their hand?
Massage with their hands.
Okay, anyway, so...
Yeah, I just got to say, I'm not sure if it's fair to blame like a bowl cut on why you didn't come off as, you know, commanding. Because, I mean, if there's anyone who ever commanded respect, it's Mo Howard.
Mo Howard.
From the Three Stooges.
Oh.
Damn, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look
No,
him
you're
up.
Probably right. It was probably the bowl cut.
It doesn't help is what I'm saying. It doesn't help. I'm already sort of timid on stage and like nervous. And then the bowl cut just makes it even worse.
Do you feel that you've gotten your stand-up's like been better since you cut it?
A little bit. Yeah. I haven't completely bombed. I've done a couple bar shows that were pretty low audience, so it's hard to tell. But yeah.
Those are tough though. I mean, you know what I mean? That's just like a tough show to do when you got 10 people there and it's loud and
But anyway, I hate going to get my hair cut. It's inconvenient. in a few, like 10 years ago, like when I was just out of college, at a family reunion, just in conversation, I mentioned that I wanted to cut my own hair. Mm-hmm. And the intensity of the negative reaction from one of my aunts just shocked me. Like, I had pictured her, if I had had the clippers in my hand, she would have said, like, no, and just, like, dove across the room. I didn't understand her intense negative reaction for me wanting to cut my own hair.
You're like the Zohan.
But she convinced me. Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah. He wanted to cut hair.
He wanted to cut hair, and his family didn't accept him.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of similar to you.
I'm like the Zohan of cutting my own hair, I guess. I think the framework of how a barbershop hair salon, the whole business model is complete, is fundamentally flawed because, for one, it's inconvenient. So they have like normal like 9 to 5 business hours, which I think is like a weird holdover from like the 1950s when women were stay-at-home moms and they had all day to go out and run errands and stuff. Sometimes they're open past 5, they're open to like 6 or 7. 8 is sort of unusual, I think. Mm-hmm. And then they're only open a couple hours on the weekend. They're not open the full weekend. So I think that's annoying and bullshit.
Could you cut someone else's hair or just yours?
I was using clippers. I wasn't like cutting it with scissors.
Oh, okay.
And I just want to do it myself for the convenience.
Right.
I don't want to. It's not like I'm itching to satisfy
this burning
my
passion. Just
creative.
To
it's not like my hair is like a creative like fashion statement.
Oh my god! What if you Tom's podcast where you cut their hair during the podcast?
The audio is going to sound great for that.
Would you sign up to get your hair cut by me, who has no skill cutting hair?
Well, I haven't got a haircut in like 8 months. So I don't know if I'm the best candidate. Yeah.
Back to the idea. Most stores and businesses have started to broaden their hours. Like grocery stores, most of them are 24 hours.
All right.
At least half of them. Well, all the Walmarts, the Myers.
Oh, yeah.
Fast food has started to become more often 24 hours or like open until midnight or 2 a.m. for mm-hmm. Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, hairstylists and hair salons, barbershops are in like they're a weird holdout. Like they don't want to stay open late. And I think that's bullshit.
I think that's also because the FBI is going to think they're a prostitution ring. So there's that.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, one thought too, though. I mean, if you go grocery shopping in the middle of the night, you know, that's on the customer. If you get like fast food in the middle of the night and your order screwed up, that's not too big of a deal. But if you've got like some tired like slap happy barber messing with your hair, that's kind of that's something that's going to go noticed.
That's a good point.
I didn't think of that. They might cut your ear off, part of your ear.
Well, Kate keeps referring back to this haircut prostitution ring. I feel like she knows something. I might have to start getting my hair cut again.
I'm just saying, I know how to find them. They're really easy to spot.
How do you spot them?
Anything that has really weird hours. Seems like they're always closed, but once in a great while, there's a car there. Very attractive staff. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Usually Asian.
Do you frequent these establishments to gain
there was
smell?
One right in front of us.
Oh, that was real?
That was real. I wasn't lying about that.
I gotta go.
Noah comes back with just a fresh haircut.
I called it way before they got popped.
Oh, they already got popped. So it's over.
Yeah.
They're done. What was their name? Let's just put them out there.
I don't remember, but
it's probably
still on the sign. But yeah, I called it way before they
and
got
this
popped.
And this was a hair salon? They cut your hair and then.
It had nothing to do with hair.
It was like a massage bar.
I don't know why it even got brought up.
I don't know. Close enough. It's all the same.
And so another thing about hair places, they have a complete disregard for their customers' time. So if you schedule an appointment, when you arrive, you usually still have to wait. I think that's crazy. Like, it's total bullshit.
Oh, no, I was just – do you get – I feel like your hair is kind of long.
Do I get
like? Are you growing it out right now, or are you getting it cut soon?
I'm hopefully going to get cut when I can. I've actually got like reasons I actually can't cut it right now.
Like life and death reasons.
Sad, yeah. Nervous.
Oh no, I was I've done like acting stuff, and they still have to like do like photos and stuff.
So. Oh my god, you said that so crazy. I was like, is it something like under your hair that we can't see? What's going on?
But I feel like us three are prime candidates for this idea because we don't get our hair cut frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So we either we're just bad hygiene, or we just too lazy to get our hair cut frequently.
And they're both kind of the same thing.
I suppose, yeah. So one time, this was the last straw. I've always hated waiting. I don't believe you should have to wait in line for anything ever. And any business that makes you wait in line, it's just fundamentally flawed. It's unless it's like a doctor where it's urgent and they have to service somebody who's dying.
Mm-hmm.
I think instead of making the customer wait, they should have to wait. So they should just not book so many people that they're constantly working. They should swallow the boredom instead of making their customers do it. But this was the last straw. So I went in to get a haircut in, they said 10 minutes. I was a walk-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching her cut a almost completely bald man's. She wasn't cutting his hair. She was cutting the air around his head. Just cutting nothing. And then this went on for at least a half hour. And I was fuming, angry, trying to just relax and try. And I think maybe she saw that I was angry and was avoiding me and hoping the other one would finish first, because she was doing a woman's hair that was all complicated and like with curlers and stuff.
This was your most recent haircut?
No, this is a couple, maybe 6 months ago.
It looks like you got a fresh cut not too long ago.
Yeah, I did. Well, so I decided after this annoying experience, just fuming, waiting for them to not cut a bald man's head. I decided that I want to destroy the haircut industry. And so like I said, instead of the customer waiting, they should book appointments, like, and then between appointments, they should make sure they schedule enough time so that they're waiting between customers instead of making the customers wait. Because for one thing, the average customer's time is more valuable than a hairstylist's time. Because there's like, is this how we really want to construct our society, where a ER doctor or a businessman whose time is valuable, he could be helping the world, he could be engineering something or whatever, and we make him sit there for 20 minutes and wait for Tammy, some hairstylist, to like, her time is, we have it backwards. Like,
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
she should be the one waiting. And for one thing, the other thing is, she's getting paid to wait.
Well, some places have like cool stuff you can do while you wait. Like, I know that, like Lady Jane's or Charlie's, those kind of places have like foosball, they got TVs, recliners.
Huh.
And if you think about it, so you could either have somebody not getting, the only thing worse than having to wait around when you're getting paid is having to wait around when you're not getting paid. So if you flip it, so the person waiting is getting paid, you're lowering the overall amount of suffering in the world, because the people who are forced to stand, and this applies to all industry, the people who are being, and the other thing is you're hiring more people because to make up for, they're not constantly cutting hair. So they have to hire more of them. And some of them might be standing around more, but you're hiring more of them so that there's always enough there to respond quickly to the customers coming in. And the economy needs jobs more than we need, like, cheap prices. I think we're just shedding jobs. And so if we can I think it's a better way to construct a society to overstaff and make the staff wait around than to try to cram the minimum amount of people just being constantly busy and making all the customers wait around for them.
I'm telling you, podcast haircuts, that's going to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the next big thing.
And so anyway, I want to destroy the current haircut business model.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it so much. Mm-hmm. And my joke is that a lot of people are angry at big oil or big banks. I'm angry at big hair.
whoa.
It's weird. The big hair industry. It's weird that I pick fights with the weirdest companies.
But yeah, big hair, I don't know. Big hair industry, I can get on board with.
Yeah. And so anyway, I finally said, fuck it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to cut my own hair.
Is this last cut your own? That's a Tom original right there?
It was, but I fucked up and I had to go in and
go. Oh, right. So I'll say, it looks nice. It looks good right now.
But so my idea to make hair salons, barbershops better is to have an Uber-like app. So basically, the way to make it work is you would have maybe a few staff that are during prime hours, they're there full time. And then you would have Uber-like people who take appointments through an app. And they could do that 24 hours a day if they wanted to. And it'd be like a 24-hour gym. It'd be mostly empty at night. They wouldn't have a full-time staffer there at night. If somebody wants a 2 a.m. haircut, they would sign up with the app.
Hmm.
And if there was if a hairstylist wanted to cut the hair, then they would just show up at 2 a.m. They wouldn't be forced to. And they might be able to barter on price a little bit through the app, because it's an annoyance to come in at 2 a.m.
What about a hairdresser that comes to your house?
Yeah, I thought about that first, but then I thought women, a lot of hairstylists are women. They probably won't feel safe walking into somebody's house. It's one thing to have a pizza man deliver pizza or somebody deliver something and they're standing outside the door. It's another thing to go inside people's houses.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty scary. I guess that's true.
Especially at weird hours.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other thing is you don't want to leave hair all over your floor. So they would have to bring all of the haircutting equipment. They'd have to bring all the sweeping equipment. I don't think that would work.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you wanted to have them open 24 hours, so you could have the Uber-like app for off hours, or you could also have it when demand is high during peak hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the 9-to-5ers and they're trying to keep up with walk-ins and people who are coming in. But if the demand gets too high, then you could have the Uber app, haircut app people come in even during normal hours to fill the to lower the wait time of the people. And I think just having that app there, and if people rate them as, oh, I had to wait 20 minutes, 1 star,
mm-hmm.
just having the app will force them to lower the wait time and to be more responsive to people.
Where do you usually get your haircut that's wronged you so bad? I want to make sure I don't go there once I get back in the haircut game.
Great Clips in Belleville.
How far is Belleville from here?
About 40 minutes.
Hmm.
Jeez, is that where you came from in the rain?
No, I came from where I work, which isn't that far. It's about 10 miles on 696, but it was just stopped. Traffic was just stopped.
Oh, I bet. I hope it's not. I have something I got to get to out in West Bloomfield after this. That's going to be crazy. I hope it's cleared up a little.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yep. But
I was just going to say, but if it were an Uber-like app to get your haircut, that'd be kind of funny because how people get their food delivered to their workplaces, have somebody come get a haircut at their workplace.
That'd be really sick.
But yeah, my idea was not that. to have them cut it at other places. But I thought, well, you do have to modify because people aren't going to want to come to some strip mall at 2 a.m. where all the other businesses are closed and just the haircut place is open. And it's just one stylist in there. That'll seem sort of creepy. Yeah. So I thought, where do you put the place for people where people will be safe, feel safe going at like 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
And my thought was grocery stores. So sometimes some of the grocery stores like Meijer in Ann Arbor has a haircut place in there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Huh.
By the checkouts.
Is it like a company that's in there or is it just like a Meijer brand?
It's a company. And they have a Starbucks in there and a Chase Bank in there.
Hmm. It's like a mall.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I think that's the solution because at 2 a.m., first of all, nobody robs a Meijer. Nobody goes to the checkout lane 5 and with a gun and holds them up.
Oh, yeah.
So it's safe that way. It's well lit. There's lots of workers stocking the shelves at night. So you just feel safe there. And it's probably the only place you'd feel safe going at like 2 a.m. Even like fast food, Taco Bell, I think is a little sketchy at 2 a.m. because
well, a lot of times those places are like it's just their drive-thru that's open.
Yeah.
I feel like anything in the dark is just scary.
Yeah.
So then you're like pulling behind the building, behind, so people from the main road can't see you in your car at night in the dark. Even that's a little sketchy. And you, but I think grocery stores, people feel perfectly safe. At least I do going to a grocery store at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And so I think first, and the other thing is I used to love when I lived in Ann Arbor going to the haircut place in the Meijer because if I just needed to get some groceries, I would just walk in and I would see if there was a line at the haircut place. And if there was, I would just walk by.
Huh.
And if there wasn't a line, I would get my haircut. So like within a couple weeks, I would end up getting a haircut. And I wouldn't have to remember to schedule an appointment. I wouldn't have to wait in line. Yeah. It's just convenient. But I think this whole business model of putting things in the 24-hour services in a grocery store is necessary because tech is going to kill grocery stores otherwise.
And would you see Amazon just bought Whole Foods?
Yeah.
For like $13 billion.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Amazon bought Whole Foods. Amazon has the drone delivery thing they want to do.
Oh, wow.
So they want to sort of take over the grocery space.
I saw a crazy video on something that Amazon's working on where you can just like walk out with your groceries and they have like scanners that can like scan how much you have and like charge you accordingly.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's going to be a crazy world in like 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been doing the Meijer. Meijer has... Most places around here has a grocery delivery service called Shipt, where you have an app and you can order your groceries.
With oh, really? App.
Sounds familiar.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a cool idea.
And I've been doing that for a couple months. And then last week I went in and I got my groceries myself. And I remembered how much I hated it because I had to wait in the checkout line for like 10 minutes.
What do they charge you for that?
Fuck this. Well, the Shipt, they charge you 8%. Well, they charge you – it's hard to tell how much – it's part of the reason I went on my own again to see how much. But they give the shopper 8% of what the total bill is – would be. So you end up paying maybe a little bit more on top of that even. So if you're – they actually – it's just a person who walks through the store like an ordinary shopper.
Right.
And they get your order. And if your order comes to $100, they get – an 8% commission, so they get $8.
That's kind of cool, creating like a whole nother job there too.
Yeah, so you're creating a job there. And then, so I think any grocery store that doesn't offer this delivery service like Shipt or like Amazon is going to be gone in 10, 15 years.
Hmm.
And so even Meijer, even with the grocery delivery, I think they need to pivot how they do things and have... So instead of being a destination, like you go to Meijer for groceries, they should just have tons of service places all around the sides of it, like haircut places, food places, Starbucks. They could have a bunch of like – if you go to Japan – I haven't been to Japan, but I saw a documentary. They have like everything vending machines, like hundreds of vending machines with all sorts of weird shit in them. Mm-hmm. So they could have stuff like that. Banks, post offices, even like they have pharmacies in them now. They could even have primary care doctors in there. And so I think they should just, instead of it being a destination for groceries, you would go there for services. And then when you're there, you'll pick up some groceries. Mm-hmm. And so
it's like an everything store.
Yeah. And I think that's how they would survive. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're already there and they already feel safe at 2 a.m., it's the perfect place for 24-hour services.
Mm-hmm. That could be crazy.
And then I thought, well, so you have the Uber app for the haircut. You could have an Uber app for all of the services in the grocery store. So you'd have like a Meijer app, and it would have tabs for all of the service shops in the store. So you could schedule an appointment for a haircut at 2 a.m. You could schedule an appointment for a primary care doctor at 2 a.m. Okay. So it would be like an indoor 24-hour safe city shopping service area instead of just a grocery store. And so that's my idea.
Got to make it happen now. Just bring it to life.
And then I thought for the workers, they could some of them, like if they don't know how to cut hair, they can't do the haircut thing. But you could have workers just roaming around waiting for orders for whatever store. Like some of them could be trained for 5 or 6 of the stores. Like they could be trained for post office, internet cafe, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so as things are needed, they'll just wander around and take these little $1 contracts to do different things all around the store. So it'd be like a Uber for lots of different activities, services in the service shop. Not a lot of jokes there, but that was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for coming, you guys. I apologize for being late because of the weird weather.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening. Good night.